It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels sitting here with Butch Walker. Welcome, Butch, to KCSN.
Thanks. Good to see you. Good to be here.
It's great. Butch and I actually, when I was on the label side, I had the pleasure of working with him, one of the nicest guys and most talented guys in the business, singer-songwriter, rock star, and producer extraordinaire. So many things that we're going to talk about today. So many ways we can take the conversation. So
dark, light.
Yeah, you know, we can. And the guys and I were talking, Tristan and Matt and I were talking earlier. We may want to ask you questions for perspective, because you do have perspective on a lot of things in both music and in the business of music. So we may even get into some of that. But
sure.
First and foremost, of course, it's always about the music when it comes to Butch Walker. And we're going to be playing songs from, I assume you're going to play a song or two from Peachtree Battle,
sure.
Your new EP.
Sure, man.
All right, well, why don't we give them a song now, and we'll hear the music of Butch Walker, and soon you and I will talk and find out what's going on in the heart of mind of Butch Walker live on KCSN.
This is called Peachtree Battle.
How much time have you got? Hanging till your ride comes. I get kind of lonesome on these roads. Yeah, there's a lot. Named after a fruit tree. If you were me, then you'd be wondering why I moved. But to tell the truth, it gets hard to see the same streets I share with you. Hard to wipe the face from my mind. Maybe I'll discard it when I finish what I started, then I'll know. Wherever you are, that's my home. Well, I've cursed, but I've been blessed to see a lot of trends go out and come back in, though, like a dog. But that's the best. To know I wasn't crazy, and history got lazier since I got born. And now I'm torn. It gets hard to see the same streets I share with you. Hard to wipe the faces from my mind. Maybe I'll discard it when I finish what I started, then I'll know. Wherever you are, that's my home. Faces from my mind. Maybe I'll discard it when I finish what I started, then I'll know. Wherever you are, that's my home.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Butch Walker performing live with us, and of course that is the title track of his new EP, Peachtree Battle. Here in Peachtree, obviously evocative of life in Georgia.
Very.
You know, your story is, you start out in Georgia, early on, young age, you know, you get a little thing going in Georgia, but you have that hankering to head out to L.A., you come to L.A., and then you decide to go back to Atlanta. Tell us a little bit about that period in your life, the Marvelous Three,
sure,
and other bands.
Yeah, well, You know, I came from a small town called Cartersville, about an hour outside of Atlanta, and there wasn't much to do there musically. I was the only kid who played music. Everybody else that played music there was like dudes in their 30s that had kids my age.
Right.
And certainly I ended up in bands like that, actually being a 10-year-old drummer and guitar player sometimes in a band full of dudes that had kids my age. It was really weird, but at the same time, I feel like I got, you know, I cut my teeth pretty early on, and I think I always wanted to move to Los Angeles ever since I was like 8 years old, 9 years old, and I'd always kind of had stars in my eyes to go out there and
so it was the star bug that you
totally
you felt
well just
like.
I just wanted to go, I knew that's where the music hotbed was, right. Especially during the '80s when I was growing up,
right.
And so I went out there and I lived out there for about 4 years and, you know, took home a record deal and moved back to Atlanta just to live a little easier.
Right.
On that same, that money didn't change when we got signed. Whatever little bit we got advance-wise had to last me either 3 months in L.A. or 3 years in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's about the right
so
scale.
Moved back to Atlanta because I figured I'm just going to spend the rest of my life on the road. And sure enough, 16 years later, I'm still calling Atlanta home, but my van bench was my home, really. Right. I lived a lot of time in the van. And then it became sort of like a road fixture, especially in the Southeast and the East Coast.
Right.
And after that, you know, I'm giving you the short version. I'll try not to ramble, but I got into producing stuff for people when I started getting a little burned out doing 200 shows a year. So I started producing stuff in the studio for people, and that was just something I always loved doing, was making my own records. And a couple of those things ended up hitting, and next thing you know, I'm in Los Angeles again. Every month, everybody want me to make their records, which is a good problem to have, but we just packed up and moved back out to California, and I've been here since.
Now, there's a part, you know, in that anecdote that really... you know, is something that I know, but I don't know. And I know I have a couple of friends like you that have gone on to become mega producers, if you will. And I've watched and sometimes I've observed, but I don't really yet know. You decide to start producing because you have an aptitude in the studio. You understand the equipment. You know, have an aptitude for it. But does that kid from Cartersville ever see himself suddenly producing records for, you know, giant Grammy-winning artists, multi-platinum sales, number one pop hit singles? I mean, how did that gain traction and continue to grow and grow to the degree it did? I mean, how did that transpire?
I mean, I think if you'd ask anybody 10 years ago, I would have said, I don't want to do this. I didn't sign up for this. I think that's because before I ended up getting really burned out on the road, traveling too much at an early age, which I'm not now, but that's what producing and writing has given me perspective on and right. given me some moderation of touring. And but I think at the time it was just such a happy accident that I would have never thought that 10 years later I'd still be doing it either, because I think a lot of times this ride is short for people.
Right.
And I'm very lucky. I'm very blessed and I'm very lucky that I am able to still make records and write and produce songs for what I like to call my day job for folks. And occasionally have one do well enough to, you know, to sustain me for a while. It's a great gig. I just, I don't know why that I'm still here. I am. But I'm glad, because it's really fun for me to make records. I love making music in the studio, the creation process, as well as going out and performing. And obviously they're very different worlds, like the music I do for myself as well as perform is pretty different from the majority of the stuff I do for other people.
And that's something that we're going to talk about next, the fact that your perspective and your identity, both as an artist and a producer, sometimes varies greatly. There's a very broad swath that Butch Walker, the producer, will get engaged with, and I'm interested in finding out about some of that. And then there's always been Butch Walker, the artist, and what you represent with your own music and what you do with your own performance. Let's hear another song for the audience, and then we're going to get into that whole how one starts to produce, you know, a universe this wide.
Okay.
But what do you want to play next?
I think I'll maybe play a song called Coming Home off the new record.
Which is the track we're playing on KCSN. It, too, is on the Peachtree Battle EP. Mm-hmm. It's Coming Home, and it's live from Butch Walker on KCSN.
Singing from a ditch with a seatbelt on. Bet you thought I'd never say that I was wrong. Never know where you're gonna find it. Somewhere in the back of your eyelids. The liquid truth can kill you. It's a courage made to thrill for so long. Yeah, just another guy more than halfway home. Never getting sick of this drive alone. Taking back the money that I borrowed. Swearing it all in tomorrow. It looks like I got what I wanted. Just maybe not the way that I thought it should go. So I'm coming home. Keep your eyes on the road for me. I'm coming home. When the lights blind everything and then you'll know. It won't be long. I'm coming home. Man, there's so many things I should have said. So many others really could have wound up dead. Never got to make up with Lisa. I never got to get out of Georgia. I never got to die in Vegas. Sleeping at the wheel in a car that won't roll. I'm coming home. Keep your eyes on the road for me. I'm coming home. When the lights blind everything and then you'll know. It won't be long till I'm coming home. Son, there's a box upstairs. His three initials on it. If he should ever come upon it, there's a note saying everything my mouth can't say. To take a look in the driveway for the lights. One day, yeah, I'm coming home. Keep your eyes on the road for me. I'm coming home. When the lights blind everything and then you'll know. It won't be long till I'm coming home. 88.5
KCSN. Butch Walker joins us and performs Coming Home, which is from Peachtree Battle, his new EP. That song, it's my understanding, inspired by your relationship with your father, mostly?
Loosely. You know, a lot of times I write metaphorically, but and that one clearly has some stretched truth in it. There's, you know, it was originally sort of started out as this far-out idea of a guy who's drank too much and drives home and has a car accident, and then he's sitting in a ditch. He's post-mortem. His spirit is telling everyone through the lyric what what he wishes he could have gotten to do.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Life regret song.
Yeah.
And, you know, but there's some little things tied in there, obviously, because I was coming to terms with my father's eventual mortality, which happened, ironically, a week before this record was coming out. So it feels a little more poignant now, I suppose. Yeah. I don't know if it is, but it feels that way to me.
Well, you certainly... It obviously started with perspective on a life, and then when you add that personal occurrence, it only adds more gravity to whatever the original whatever you were thinking of and feeling, you know, that looking at life and what to make of life and what coulda, shoulda, woulda been, it obviously is going to be enlarged by that kind of occurrence in your life. You have lived in the van. You have had hits of your own. You certainly have made and created and worked with and produced a lot of mega hits. But you're still, you know, a guy who knows the joy of a great song. And I always see it's kind of, your net result of a great song should be coming out of radio somewhere. It just seems like it's part of your heart that a great song should be coming out of some radio somewhere.
Yeah,
for it to have been fulfilled. You know?
Yeah, well, I'm a music fan, so, and I still sit and listen to the radio from time to time and get super excited when I hear something that blows me away, and I think, oh man, that's incredible. And of course, I want to strive to make that for someone else without copying it, but at the same time having whatever that is in that song that made me go, oh, I'm a fan again of music.
we all love those moments, you know, of regeneration, right?
Yeah, you turn 43 and you've been doing music since you were 8. It's hard to stay inspired. It's hard to feel in love with music every day because there's so many things that come and go and go up and down and highs and lows. And it's great when a good song comes out like that every once in a while, and you're just like, oh, I love this.
For people like us, it's life-affirming. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah, the spark. That's right. I feel it again.
Yeah, that's why you do it still and why I do it still.
That's absolutely why we're evangelists. Come on, that's what we're here for. We want to keep that spark flowing. Well, why don't you do you want to do one more for us? Can you perform one more?
I've been doing mostly sad songs, so I'll do something a little bit more uplifting, even though this is still off of the new record. It's off of the Peace Free Battle. It's called Let It Go Where It's Supposed To.
And we will.
Let's try that.
Live on 88.5 KCSN with Butch Walker.
I make all the best decisions day that lies ahead of me in the morning. I make all the worst decisions in the evening when the poison hits my mind. But if it's one thing that my mama said to lock away inside my head and use it when I need from time to time, she said, let it go supposed to. Let your life hang out the window to dry. And if it catches the wind and you never see it again, then I guess it was probably time. Well, my father had this moment back before fast food and strip malls ruled his town. Oh, keep the land or sell it, 20 acres he had always turned it down. Yeah. But as the tractors all moved in, and he'd watch as he'd pretend not to show it from the inside looking out, he said, let it go where it's supposed to. Let your life hang out the window to dry. Catches the wind and you never see it again, then I guess it was probably time. Hey. Whoa, 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 whoa. father's bones are turning into dust. I got a boy to raise through hell and just pray he turns out half the man he was. And when you grow and think you've seen it all, nothing will protect the fall, you know. Just take these words when I'm gone.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Fun music with Butch Walker live in session. Butch, you're going to be playing tonight at the Bootleg.
Yes, sir.
And we invite our listeners to come down and see Butch in concert and to enjoy even more of the music that we've shared with you live today. And there's also today, I believe, is the premiere of the Out of Focus documentary, which is going to be on Go Digital Video On Demand. You want to tell me a little bit about the Out of Focus documentary?
I can tell you what I know.
Not seen the final cut?
I saw it. I just, you know, I didn't want to see it again.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to watch. You know, I should preface it by saying it's a film that these two guys, Peter and Shane, made. That's about myself. They'd gone to my old hometown and interviewed old bandmates and my family and my now deceased father, who was very touching in it. And I think after I saw that and saw it back, I was like, well, barring the fact that it's a little squirmish to watch an hour and a half about yourself, I thought it'd be something fun to have for even my kid to see when he grows up, to either make fun of me or like it, you know, and my dad to have it, because my dad was my biggest fan and my best friend. And anytime they ever did a new record or did anything, he was just like, had to be the first one to get it. So he saw it before he passed.
Good.
And I think after I saw that and realized that it could have just been at least something that would be maybe something that people can get out of it, just a guy that likes music so much that it's been his life since he was 8 years old, and learning how to still love it and learning still how to do it at my age now, you know?
Well, and again, we go full circle to the beginning of our conversation. A kid from Cartersville, Georgia, who's not supposed to become this. There's a story there, and there's an inspiration, I'm sure, for a lot of kids in all the Cartersvilles in anywhere USA to take from it that, hey, he wasn't born to become this, but he did, and it was your love of music that got you there. So I'm looking forward to seeing it myself now. Great. Because it'll probably answer some of the questions that I haven't even asked you today.
Good. I hope so.
Well, we'll watch it. And that's, of course, the Out of Focus documentary. We have to remind people Peachtree Battle is the new EP tonight. The Bootleg is where you'll be able to see our guest today, Butch Walker. Butch, always great to have you and get back together. Thanks for coming on KCSN.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. It's Butch Walker on 88.5 KCSN.